My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 4th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. One of the issues that committee has spent a lot of time on over the past couple of years, of course, is what happened in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012. The committee has been demanding information from the administration about many subjects, including what went into the talking points that then U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice carried with her on to 5 different Sunday morning chat shows, claiming that the attacks were a spontaneous reaction to a YouTube video defaming Islam and was not a coordinated terrorist attack as best they knew at that time. A new email that's uncovered through a Freedom of Information request suggests that the White House was actively involved in making sure that that was the narrative expressed on those shows. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so very much, Greg.
How significant is this revelation?
I think it's even worse, is that you see the perpetration almost 2 weeks after Benghazi with the president's speech at the United Nations, in which he addresses this very video as very paltry and being unconscientious. So this actually tries to establish the president with a better narrative going into the election.
How does this change your investigation?
This means, once again, it's now taken 20 months to get information. I think Senator Cruz made the comment, we know less now than we knew before because we lacked the due diligence on this administration to give us the information as it occurred. But we need to get to the bottom of these answers.
The issue came up today in a pretty heated back and forth between White House Press Secretary Jay Carney and John Carl, the White House correspondent for ABC News. And Carney tried to make the point, as you'll hear in this clip, that despite appearances, this email wasn't specifically related to the events of Benghazi. Here's what Carney said.
This document was not about Benghazi.
It was her prep for the Sunday show.
It wasn't her only prep, John. She relied on her answers on Benghazi on the document prepared by the CIA, as did members of Congress.
Carney's point, Congressman, is that at the same time the terrorist attack was happening in Benghazi, there were protests premised on the YouTube video in Cairo, in Yemen, in Tunisia as well. And so this particular email dealt with the whole swath of unrest in the Middle East as a whole. What do you mean?
That's laughable, Greg. I mean, actually laughable. And it's sad that we constantly look back at the emails that came between Cairo and Libya, and they were pointed that there was hardly even a document that was out there that showed that there were 1,600 hardly people knew about the even video. This is laughable if it wouldn't be so tragic that they still, the White House still, like Jay Carney, actually holds to this narrative. It's deplorable.
Well, if the White House is sticking to this narrative, most likely Democrats on the Hill will as well. So do you believe that this revelation will move the ball much in terms of either public opinion or admissions of either bad decisions or malicious misleading back in 2012? Or are we pretty much still where we were 48 hours ago?
No, this puts the onus back onto the White House to come clean and get the documents out here. It also puts onus on the Attorney General of the United States to do his due diligence to make sure that the people that were involved in this have the ability to speak clearly to the Oversight Committee and the committees of reference. That absolutely is part of the problem. And last but not least, we also, when we are in my district throughout the state of Arizona, this constantly comes up because it's one of the few times that we watch men die and did nothing.
Congressman, one of the great frustrations in the wake of this revelation from Congressman Chaffetz, who's also on the committee, and others who have spoken out, is that your committee asked for these documents months and even more than a year ago, and yet some of it's still trickling in. So how much do you think still needs to be handed over? Is there any estimate on paperwork that you might know exists but you haven't seen yet?
There's a lot more. When you look at the tons of paperwork that we are required by the federal government's own admission, there's a lot more out there, and we need to get that. Once again, we got to get back to the rule of law, Greg, and make sure that we have the documents that we and our founding documents, our Constitution, are entitled to have for oversight of the executive branch, and that it impugns the Attorney General to make sure that he gives it to us.
If, in fact, the White House deliberately misled in its explanation of why what happened in Benghazi happened, what then?
Well, I mean, this shows an intentional pattern. I mean, we see the lies in Obamacare. We see the lies in Benghazi. We see the lies in regards to the IRS. There's got to be accountability within this administration. Somebody's got to take a fall.
On the Democratic side, do you get the sense that there are some who genuinely believe there's not much of a story here and perhaps could be persuaded if more evidence like this comes out? Or are they basically towing the party line here, as far as you can tell?
They're towing the party line. I think what they need to do is put their justice hats on, blindfold themselves, and listen to the facts. Does the facts ring loud and clear? I think that's the biggest key that we're entitled to is let the facts come forward and let them fall where they may.
Last question. Where does your committee specifically go next?
Well, we're going to have a hearing tomorrow about the state of affairs in Libya after this debacle and after the poor State Department and Foreign Affairs application of this administration, which is a sad state of affairs in Libya. And then what we're going to do is, and I'm pretty sure that the committee will try to get together and make sure that we make an additional push through additional documentation and information.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Thank you so very much, Greg.
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.